From Dust Bowl to Rice Bowl. Potential of conservation agriculture in Africa. It is the Harmattan season, when dry, dust-laden wines from the Sahara Desert sweep across West Africa.
Il n'a pas plu. C'était l'année...
As you can see, we had almost no rainfall here, said Kwaku Ali, Africa Rice technical assistant, pointing to a landscape of devastation caused by bushfires, close to the rice fields in Mbé, near Boaké, Côte d'Ivoire. In 2016, Côte d'Ivoire experienced the worst Harmattan in 3 decades. Farmers in rain-fed, drought-prone areas are increasingly vulnerable to agricultural risks due to a changing climate. According to environmental experts, climate change threatens to turn vast areas of productive land in Africa into dust bowls, leading to widespread hunger and migration of rural populations at a much bigger scale than that of the Dust Bowl, which devastated North America in the 1930s. Caused by severe drought and unsustainable dryland farming practices, the Dust Bowl taught hard lessons that motivated a fundamental change of mindset of some agricultural experts, to move away from an intensive tillage-based agriculture, which was found to accelerate soil erosion in dryland systems, to an approach called conservation agriculture. Conservation agriculture is a set of soil management practices that are based on 3 principles, 1. Maintaining organic matter cover over the soil throughout the year, through cover crops and intercrops and or mulch provided by crop residues, 2. Minimizing soil disturbance by tillage and seeding directly into untilled soil, and 3. Diversifying crop rotations and associations, including nitrogen-fixing legumes. Some of the conservation agriculture principles are not new to Africa. Smallholder farmers traditionally used to grow cowpea or groundnut in rotation with cereals, or as intercrops and leave their land fallow for several years to restore soil fertility. But with high population pressures, fallow periods have become shorter and cropping periods longer. As a result, soil fertility and crop yields have drastically declined. In some areas, the soil has become so dry and hard that even when rains fall, there is little relief for farmers as the water runs off, taking the precious topsoil with it. It is reported that about 65% of arable land in Africa is already degraded and several countries are facing critical food shortages. Sustainable farming practices like conservation agriculture have a vital role to play in sub-Saharan Africa, where population is projected to rise to 2 billion by 2050. With increasingly scarce resources, it is critical for the region to abandon farming practices that mine the soil, and adopt those based on resource use efficiency and conservation of natural resources. Keeping this in mind, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, the New Partnership for Africa's Development, the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, the African Conservation Tillage Network, CIRAD, and CGIAR research centers and programs, among others, are investigating the potential of a conservation agriculture approach in Africa. CIRAD has developed several cropping systems for uplands, based on conservation agriculture, such as improved fallow systems using Stylosanthus guineensis, a forage legume as cover crop, which helps restore soil fertility through high biomass production and nitrogen fixation. These systems could be sustainable and profitable in places where soils are vulnerable, and they could be attractive to upland farmers in Madagascar, particularly when they also have cattle to feed. Research by Africa Rice, CIRAD, and the National Research Institute of Madagascar, FAFIFA, has confirmed that growing a legume cover crop, such as Stylosanthus guineensis, following a zero-tillage approach, is an efficient strategy to control the deadly parasitic weed Striga asiatica in upland rice. This strategy is being widely promoted through a farmer learning video, available in local languages. Africa Rice and Sirad are jointly developing cropping systems based on conservation agriculture principles for the agronomic management of biotic stresses, diseases, pests, and weeds. French Agricultural Research for Development, Sirad Africa Rice Systems agronomist, Olivier Hewson said.
It just requires some knowledge on how the plants will behave in the different conditions and how we can design cropping system that will be the most effective and the most practical for farmers.
As part of this research, Dr. Hewson and his team are developing standardized methods for measuring three parameters, soil redox potential, plant pH, and resistivity, RO, which can be used to characterize efficiently soil or plant conditions and indicate the robustness of cropping systems against biotic stresses. In this research, we are testing a new concept for managing biotic stresses, Dr. Hewson indicated. Instead of trying to control the stresses through adjustment of farming practices, we aim at increasing biodiversity through cropping systems to alter the environment and make it unfavorable for the biotic stresses. If this succeeds, it will open a new approach for integrated pest management. Experiments on conservation agriculture for rice-based cropping systems have been set up at the Africa Rice Research Station in Mbe. Different crop or cover crop associations and rotations and soil management practices are being tested so that farmers can pick what fits best, or can be adapted to their constraints and means. Impact of these systems on pest development will be studied to improve their performances. Building the capacity of national agricultural research and extension systems in Africa, on conservation agriculture in integrated rice-based systems is a major component of this collaborative work. The experiments at Mbe serve as a training and demonstration site where researchers and farmers interact and learn from each other. Mbe is an ideal place to work because of its harsh climatic conditions for upland rice, said Dr. Hewson. We are trying to develop rice-based production systems that are ready for the future, so that they can respond better to the challenge of climate change and increasing water scarcity. According to the CGIAR Research Program on Climate Change, Agriculture, and Food Security, conservation agriculture can increase resilience to climate change and has the potential to contribute to climate change mitigation, by building the soil's capacity to store carbon dioxide. As conservation agriculture is knowledge intensive, it requires a deeper understanding of ecological processes. It also calls for new skills and a change in mindset. For smallholders, this is a big challenge as any change in their farming practices implies risks. The lack of a simple recipe for restoring soil health everywhere is another challenge for its large-scale adoption. However, it offers great opportunities for researchers to work with farmers, to diagnose local soil and climatic conditions and redesign appropriate cropping practices. Despite very unreliable rainfall in the past 3 years in Mbe, we could produce every year a minimum of 800 to 1.2 tons per hectare without mineral fertilization application, no tillage, and very limited weeding, thus minimizing the risk taken by farmers and providing a benefit every year, and achieved yields up to 4 tons per hectare with fertilization, said Dr. Hewson.
If we know how to use the nature, to use the strength of nature, instead of fighting the nature, we can restore soil fertility.
Thank you for listening. For more information, visit Africa Rice website at africarice.org.